Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Greg Cross started Glimpse Video. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local at IndianaOwned.com.
Greg, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
You usually are. You have one of the best, most positive attitudes, I think, of anybody I know. Well, are you always like that, or is it just around me?
No, I'm pretty happy. I'm a pretty easygoing guy, Mel. I'm just a life, you know, it's a matter of just choice. I could be grumpy old man, you know, but I choose not to.
You definitely seem to have an attitude of gratitude. Like that's something I've always admired about you.
Oh, cool.
So,
thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Well, and since we've known each other, you've had, a few different businesses along the way that you've been promoting, but right now it's all about Glimpse Video, which is a tool I use in my business. I absolutely love it. For our listeners that aren't familiar with it, tell them what it is.
So Glimpse Video, I got to make sure and keep me honest if I throw out acronyms and jargon and stuff, but it's a SaaS company, software as a service. And it's a subscription based, because what we did is in 2020, we kind of saw the writing on the wall and we kind of stumbled in to Glimpse Video, which was our brand that we developed. And I was actually in a Zoom meeting, networking, and we were doing video in my traditional digital marketing company, Mel, called CCM Creative, which still exists. But what we were finding in COVID time helped to really kind of highlight and emphasize that in a positive way, is that everybody was jumping on Zoom. So video became more prevalent. Well, we really saw the writing on the wall and saw that no longer could video production companies, traditional, they couldn't come out, right, to a brick and mortar, you know, and bring their cameras and their LED lighting and everything and shoot video. And so what ended up happening is also people, even if they could, they might, and I'm just being arbitrary here, says, you know, they give them an invoice or a proposal for, you know, this will be $5,500. Well, small businesses are like, it's probably worth it. I see the value. I just don't have $5,500. Mm-hmm. And so what we did is, we created a platform that, really, I mean, I say simple, there's a learning curve to everything, but allows people to send video emails. A big value tool is to capture video testimonials, but they don't have to do this. They don't have to send a crew. It's all done through the platform. And basically in a nutshell, that's what Glimpse Video is. It's a video marketing platform for small to medium sized business. I mean, there's really no limit on the size, but lets them do it themselves. Now, if they can't, we'll come and we can just have a discovery meeting and find out what their needs are and help them out that way.
So here's some examples. So when we get a new member in Indiana Owned, it's possible I might know them, I might not, but I can record a video message for that new member, introducing myself, welcoming them, and giving them just a quick little tutorial about where they need to go first to get their membership started. Or absolutely, I can send a video as a thank you email for a referral. Or when we did our big announcement of changing our name, because we used to go by Indiana Originals, now we're Indiana Owned, I used Glimpse Video to record that announcement for our members and send it via email. So it's a super useful tool. Really, where did the idea come from? Like, what was that moment for you that made you say, oh, we need to develop this?
I don't want to take all the credit. There's a lot of people behind the scenes in the team aspect, but I think the idea just came from finding better ways for businesses to connect and video. I mean, so there's a lot of people that pave the way to particular solutions and products, right? And I think the example I would give is that I had a friend once that shared with me, you know, the R&D principle. You know about R&D, right?
Research and development.
No. Rob and duplicate.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Rob and duplicate? Oh my gosh, yeah. So you look, you know, you see what's going on out in the business, and everybody, in fact, there's a book, you can Google it or go to Amazon, called The Art of Stealing. And this one guy who wrote this book goes back to antiquity, to Picasso and Rembrandt. And all those guys along the way would say, oh yeah, I stole from Rembrandt. I used techniques in my painting, you know. And but basically the premise of that book was that everybody looks at what their competitors and what somebody else is doing, and then they reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. And so, so we were looking at, you know, competitors in the industry that were doing something similar, and video email is one that, you know, it's very competitive, but then we kind of took it up a notch and we said, okay, who is offering video testimonials where you can drop in music that's copyright free, where you can drop in video intros, video outros, because the typical small and medium-sized business would say, you know, well, I don't, somebody told me to use, you know, Adobe, you know, Premiere. And, mm-hmm. And that's like a lot of money and very, very difficult to figure out. I don't know if you've ever jumped into that software. It's not easy.
I was just looking at it the other day, actually, and I don't have the time to learn how to use it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's powerful. People in Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
Use that. But it's very, very complex. And, you know, you kind of your eyes start malaising over.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. So what we did is, you know, trying to keep it, you know, low hanging fruit. We're saying really, literally you're clicking buttons. I mean, you've been in the platform. I mean, it's click, 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 record, boom, done. Yeah. And so then out pops an MP4, you know, video. But we just saw a need, you know, and I love to think outside the box. You were talking about video emails, you know, as customer service. But there's ways in people's companies where, you know, I try to, you know my client's birthday. When's your birthday? Can you say that?
September 14th.
Ah, I missed it.
Just missed it.
Well, then you might get a belated birthday video from me. But I have a little party hat over here that I stick on, and I woohoo, you know. I mean, but that's just fun ways. I mean, when people get those, Mel, they're just, that's different. You know, it's very different, and people love that. It's just a fun way. Video.
It's special. It's special. Now, when you were little, is this what you envisioned yourself doing when you grew up? Or what did you want to be when you were, let's say, first grade? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, my dad actually has a reel-to-reel tape. You remember reel-to-reel? Mm-hmm. And so he asked me that question, and that's actually down in my basement. I actually got the reel-to-reels from my dad. And he asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, an ice cream cone.
I want to be an ice cream cone.
So is this what I wanted to be according to my, and I actually was in the first grade. So no, I missed the mark.
Any particular flavor? Waffle cone, sugar cone.
I am a fan of chocolate chip mint.
But
I thought that was funny. I laughed when the first time I heard that, like I wanted to grow up and be an ice cream cone. Really, really good genius.
I would love to see that though. But hey, you know, ice cream makes people happy. Right?
Yeah, it's special.
What are some of the other things that you've done along the way before you got to Glimpse?
So I went to Ball State University. And when I left Ball State, I was actually in full-time Christian ministry for 13 years.
Oh.
I worked with college students and then was a singles pastor. So
okay.
If anybody needs counseling, they can't figure out why they're 39 years old and still not married, hit me up.
Interesting.
Some people don't know that about me.
I had no idea. Usually I prep really well for this show. I had no idea. So how do you go from being a singles counselor to marketing and branding professional?
But if people who know me, in fact, I was on staff at a church in South Carolina for 4 years, and a guy that was one of my fellow, you know, colleagues at that church. His name is John. He actually texted me because of Glimpse Video, and he said, our technology guru from First Pres Church. So I've always had, I think, a bent towards technology. I mean, I was the dude, you know, 25 years ago that would just blow people away, you know, at that time with incredible PowerPoint slides. You know, people were in making slide and animotion. I mean, I had a, you know, a Palm Pilot, you know, when nobody else, I'm like, what is that? You know, I think I always had kind of a hidden affinity for technology, and people will go, did you like get a degree at Ball State? And I'm like, no, I had a journalism degree. So I was a writer. I mean, that's my passion, my heart. You know, I always thought I was going to be a writer, and write, you know, press releases and stuff like that. But then I'm like, nah, that's just not me. Something I want to do. But
so what made you go into business for yourself?
Part of it was I actually, out of survival, I worked for a company out of Chicago here in Indiana. So I was doing remotely. This would have been 2003.
So and before remote working was cool.
Yeah, exactly. And but I traveled up there quarterly to the home office there. My title was director of business development, but it was for an internet company where we made websites for churches and nonprofits. So I was able to take my 13 years of working in Christian ministry, and then I called on churches all around the United States and was able to bring on over 600 church and nonprofit clients from, you know, the East Coast to the West Coast. So I was able to kind of leverage that. And then my boss, who I loved, and he loved us, he let three of us go. And just because he invested over $100,000 back then, I mean, that's still a lot of money. But the investment, you know, the online investment that he did, Mel, tanked and didn't go anywhere. And so he had no cash flow to pay us. And he goes, you guys want to get paid? I can't pay you. And so he kind of just quietly let us go. And then I'm sitting there, and I was newly married, only 2 months, second marriage for my wife and I. Ooh. Five kids. We had five kids between us. At that time, all under 13 and under, down to my youngest, who was five. And I'm like, I have to do something. And so what I did, Mel, is I just kept going with the same thing that I was doing with the Chicago company. Had lunch with my brother, who's an attorney. I said, I need help. LLC or subchapter S corp. He said, you need to do subchapter S corp. And here's the reasons why. And within 1 week, Cross Creative Inc. was developed, and boom, I was an Indiana owned business.
Love it. I love it. How long have you been in business for yourself now?
2006.
And what motivates you to keep doing what you're doing now?
Oh man. I love being a business owner. It's one of those things when I look back, I'm like, dang, I wish I would have done that in 1996. I love the freedom that I have. Quick 15 seconds. So about 2012, my youngest daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, you know, and I remember many times thinking in my head, if I worked for a job, because I can't tell you how many times my young daughter, who was 12 years old at the time, you know, Dad, I forgot my insulin pens. Mm-hmm. Dad, you know, my blood sugar is through the roof. But I had the freedom to go, all right, sweetheart, I'll be right there. You know, and I'd take her insulin pens. I don't know if I would have had that freedom, Mel. I mean, I know that sounds, I don't know if that's, but that's important to me, you know, to be able to serve my family and my kids, have the freedom to do that. And I would have worked for a boss that would have been sensitive, but my daughter that first year, it was really rough, you know, freedom. Friday, if I want to say, hey, I got my work done, you know, and I'm going to go golfing or whatever season in life.
Yeah.
You just have the freedom. And plus then you can move at a pace. You know, I know everything depends on me as a business owner, but I love to be able to pick up the pace and, you know, say, okay, I want to increase my income by X amount of dollars this month. I can do that.
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
I don't have anybody holding me back. It's me. Yeah.
Yep. Coming up, the challenges and successes Greg has had along the way and what he wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters. Hey, it's Mel, co-founder of Indiana Owned and Indiana.gifts. Thank you so much for all of your support through this transition. We are so happy to welcome Indiana Owned franchises into the fold. And don't forget, if you are looking for that perfect gift for someone you love, or maybe even for yourself, we can take care of that too with our website, Indiana.gifts. .gifts is like a .com. It's a thing now. We have tons of products made by Indiana-owned companies at your fingertips. You can pick them up locally at our office in West Carmel, or we can ship them to you. Use the code LOCAL21 and get 10% off your order. That's LOCAL21. Indiana.gifts. Shop local now. We've been chatting with Greg Cross of Glimpse Video, who started his business in 2020. Is that when you officially launched Glimpse Video?
Yeah, May 6th, 2020.
May 6th, 2020. What timing you had with that? How long had it been in development?
So the day we pulled the trigger on it, we had branding. You know all about branding. Mm-hmm. So we designed a logo, and then we went to task of went and got every Twitter account. The only one that we couldn't get, you know, like twitter.com/glimpsevideo was Facebook. There's a glimpse out there. So we put get glimpse. We just added the word get in front of it, but otherwise all of our handles on social media were done. But then the website, holy cow, I am not kidding. And you probably can relate to this. It took over 150 hours mm-hmm. for us to nail down the website. And even then, websites are always TLC. It's always a work in progress. I mean, I just added a new landing page last night. I stayed up till 3 o'clock and I'm like, I am such a glut. But that's a business owner, right? Your hours. I mean, literally, Mel, I went to bed at 3:02.
Yeah.
And then I woke up. I had to lead an 8:30 a.m. Zoom call. I was the leader. So I was like, with my eyeballs and stuff.
Well, I mean, that's definitely one of the tough things about being a business owner. And, you know, there are lots of challenges, but mm-hmm. really, what's the hardest part for you, Greg?
Bookkeeping.
Right. My gosh.
I'm actually vetting and trying to find a good bookkeeper to start January 1st. Because as Glimpse Video grows, I hate bookkeeping. I hate it. That's kind of a menial task,
but it's super important though. Kind of keeps you legal.
Well, but you know, the DISC profile, if you remember mm-hmm. the DISC profile, I'm a DI. And so anybody that knows DISC knows that, okay, C's and S's are really good at bookkeeping.
Traditionally. Yes. I am an ID.
Okay.
So my I is a 98 out of 100. My D is a 70. My S and my C are a 4.
Yeah.
Both of them are a 4. So Courtney, our operations manager, her S and C are like through the roof. So
yeah, so
it's part of the interview process. You have to take a DISC profile assessment.
Oh, I loved it. I think I would love to have a federal law that says, you know, I meet somebody or police officer and your letters go on your driver's license. So I can look, okay, Mel's an I and a D. Okay, that helps out. All right. So I know it sounds goofy, but I'm like, it should be on there. It should be mandated.
If you're not familiar with the DISC profile, we do have an episode of Local Matters with Jody Curtis of Purple Ink that we kind of dig into the DISC profile and what it means.
Awesome.
So I suggest you go back and listen to that one for sure. It's a lot of fun.
So, but there's, you know, successes, I mean, or no, you said failures.
Right. Well, my next question is, you know, what's the most rewarding?
The work that I'm in is definitely majors on creative. So the interesting thing, even though I'm a DI on the DISC, probably the I love the creation part, the creativity. And so that segues really well into having a creative digital product. So I love that energy that brings. I love the problems that we solve for people. Sometimes there are problems that they don't know they have. Mm-hmm. Everybody or at least everybody who is in business should know, should be doing some form of video. Even if it's just capturing video testimonials, but I think people feel outpriced on that because they feel like, oh, it's affordable. Oh, you know, I don't have the time to get in front of a camera, but, there's solutions that are very affordable. You just have to look for them.
Greg, what would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Talk to other small business owners. Ask them some of the questions that you're asking in this podcast. Line up people that can take your weaknesses off your plate, like bookkeeping, you know, and stuff like that. You know, like phone systems. I mean, whatever, just make a laundry list of stuff you need and have a good accountant, somebody, you know, that you can trust. And then as far as small business, I think, you know, branding is important. Going through that branding process, and I'm not just talking about, you know, hiring some, you know, local person just to do a logo for you, but branding to me is more than logo. Mm-hmm. Really help define. I read a book once that even said that branding even goes to the, you know, to the point of how you answer your phone. You know, hi, thank you for calling Glimpse Video. How can we serve you? You know, that's branding. What's that message, that impression that you want to leave? And a lot of times people don't think about that. So small businesses, you know, I mean, everybody's, at least I think, you know, big poppies have been to Chick-fil-A. And you can say, you know, well, hey, you know, you go up and get some more and they say, my pleasure. That's a part of their branding. That's a part of their vision, their mission, their messaging that they want people to do. And that sticks in your brain. What is your brand? How do you want people? I mean, you want people now to say Indiana owned, you know, but what does that mean? I mean, there's meaning behind that. Mm-hmm. I love the interview that you did with the Wish Gal when you talked and you were very transparent about, you're like, oh, everything in me was fighting to move this transition. But mm-hmm. then some, I think you made a statement like, you know, a light bulb or something went off and you're going, yeah, okay. But that was a process, right?
Yeah, for you. It is a process.
Sometimes people in small businesses, they rush that process, you know, for expedience sake or whatever. And I'm just saying you can't rush that. I don't know the magical timeline, you know, a week, 3 weeks, 3 months, but nail that down. Know who you are, know who you're serving, know your target audience, know what you want to do, and then make it happen.
Why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana-owned member matter to you?
Well, I was actually, you know, being born in Indiana, went to high school in Indiana, went to college in Indiana. I know there is a sense of homegrown that, you know, Indiana is my home state. So I have a lot of roots here.
Right. We're trying to bring that awareness to what businesses are here and the owners that work here and play here and live here and the ones supporting our communities. And Greg, besides IndianaOwned.com, where can we find out more about you and how can we support your business?
Awesome. Thanks for asking. So our website is glimpsevideo.com, GLIMPSE.com. And then I'm very active on two social channels, LinkedIn and Facebook. We grab some of the other social accounts, Instagram and Twitter, but you can find us on LinkedIn and Facebook.
Greg Cross, Glimpse Video, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity. This was fun.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Owned and Indiana Originals Company and Indiana.gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Find local now at IndianaOwned.com. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Find local now at indianaowned.com.